I think Yeshua is coming soon, but he wants us to do the Torah praises, so we can at least get started, and we can stop when he comes in. And that's on page 191. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Torah born from the green letter Tom, the crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Torah, please come with your attendants. The gods and many gods bow to your lotus feet, O Torah. You rescue all our destitute. To you, Mother Torah, I pay homage. All my prostrate and noble transcendent liberator, homage to our swift heroic, caused by lightning instantaneous, from promoting statements of the lotus, rivers, turbine lotus, homage to his feet combined, 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with heart rate resplendent, as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort commisterities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrines without limit, relied on by conquerors children, having reached every perfection. Homage villain to Tare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Skandalpatyakshas. Homage of Sutra and Pesam, destroying false magic diagrams, for free pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mars champion, she was frowning lotus visage, she was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the harder fingers, adorn her with future muda, library masses all excited, all directions will adorn her. Homage, she's a joyous radiant, crowned emitting garlands of light, mercy laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mars Davis. Homage, she able to summon all his guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she must see the blaze like, eon dead and far abiding, watch her love and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she is
Hello? Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you please turn, take out the gold prayer book, and if you'll turn to page 27, let's chant the seven limb prayer. Gosum gu pe gone cha che lo ye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tu dan che sha ke po ge wa nam la ye go to page 97 in the same book. 97. We'll start with a short mandala offering toward the bottom in Tibetan. Sa ji per ki shu
Yeah.
Jetsun Lama Dhamma Yenam Kijra Kukala Kense Jujinti Jita Sampe Duje Sima La Ja Ye Cherki Chalpa Wabdu Sa Hidam Guru Rata Mandala Kamniriyata Yami Chirdan Sokhi Chonam La Chantu Bardu Dhani Khyab Suchi Dagi Chanyan Ghi Pesar Nam Ghi Dora Pesar Sankhe Du Pasho Chirdan Sokhi Chonam La Chantu Bardu Dhani Khyab Suchi Dagi Chanyan Ghi Pesar Nam Ghi Dora Pesar Sankhe Du Pasho Chirdan Sokhi Chonam La Chantu Bardu Dhani Khyab Suchi Dagi Chanyan Ghi Pesar Nam Ghi Dora Pesar Sankhe Du Pasho
Hakikaten de zeggen zo'n de pauwata zeppa vijen, van de zin en de zeppa kodan de kaja zelo. Good evening.
Good evening, Geshe.
And also happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
happy Thanksgiving, yeah. so today, page number 80, we are still offering. So, first from LC 25 to through LC 30, okay? 30, seventh, like the seventh set of offerings. So, before so I will explain this like four set of water offering last Wednesday, four set of water offering. Oh, the first one is to drink. Then second one is to clean the feet, no? Then the argam. No, argam. So then pade, argam is to offering to mouth, to drink. Pade, to clean the feet. Then enzamanam, you know, mudra is like this. That means like the, kind of cleaning the mouth. This is the mudra, cleaning the mouth, you know. As a man, then dochanam, you know, that's like the sprinkling perfume, the four water, you know, argam, pade, and the manam, then dochanam. So, there's a sprinkling, dipping in, then sprinkling, you know, and the manam. No, four water, argam, pade, and the manam. In the manam, then trochanam. There's a four water, four set of water. Wendy, four set of water.
Okay, where is it in the text?
23 and 24. Okay. Did you find?
Yeah.
Four water offering. Four water. There's four water means Argam, Pade, Endamanam, Tochanam. Hmm? Then Pube, Dibi, there are different seven set of offerings, okay? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Endaman, there's a mudra, Endaman, there's like cleaning the mouth. I'm not sure if you work, just forget that mudra. So make one mudra for cleaning mouth.
So what's that called in Tibetan?
Enzamanam. It's not Tibetan, it's a Sanskrit.
Is it in here somewhere?
Enzamanam, Tochanam. Probably it's not here. It's somewhere. It's just for... So, what kind of mudra you're going to make to clean the mouth?
Brush my teeth.
No, no, that's like that's brushing teeth, you know, cleaning your mouth. No, the hand mudra, no, that's not, that's mouth mudra. Yeah, hand mudra.
That would be
hand. That's like brushing the teeth.
Yeah, that works better.
So that's, you know, that's the mudra, you know, the clean the mouth, enzamanam. But, you know, you don't need to go like here. No mudra, you know, you don't go there. If you go here, the people may laugh, you know, usually like this. But if you have the visual enzamanam, then tochanam is not true piece of something been dipped into perfume, then sprinkled on the body, you know, tochanam. Understand, Bendy?
No.
Argam, first one.
Argam
is to drink.
Right.
Pade is to clean the feet.
Argam, padya, and what?
Enzamanam. Enzamanam.
The second one is
clean
the feet.
Enzamanam.
What?
Tokchanam.
Tokchanam.
Tok. Not prok. T-O-K. Tokchanam.
And that's for the teeth?
No, that's sprinkling, that's perfume. For the body.
Sprinkling.
For the body.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway.
Enzamanam. Manlam.
Enzamanam.
Manam. Okay, and Sokchanam.
Tokchanam.
Sokchanam.
Tok Chanam, T-O-K, Tok.
Tok Chanam.
Tok Chanam, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's later. Oh yeah. So, every offerings, you know, before you make offerings, first one is called Sang, that means, you know, like clearing all the, defect of the substance, you know, color, shape, taste, smell, there's many defect, you know, associated with, you know, smell, taste, shape, the color, you know, there's, before you make offering, this is very important to know, before you make offerings, first thing that what you need to do is to eliminate defect, or sang means eliminate or clear out the defect. So you remember, you know, that's like when, like any rituals, you know, ritual practice, usually there's two ways, two different types of waste. Waste, you know, one has mouth, what is it?
Spout.
Spout. One has spout, one has no spout. One has spout, one has no spout. So the one without spout, you know, each, both of them, usually the one with the spout usually has like feather, peacock feather, some kind of peacock feather. One without spout. So one without spout. Spout. So that, you know, that has, you know, some kind of branch inside. So usually you see, it goes like, beginning of the ritual, they pick that up, then goes like this. That means like eliminating defect, through mantra, om shri, depend on the what kind of, like practice, typically om denza amita kundali hanana hunga, that's typically used. So then, like yamentava is different. Tara pair is probably om denza amita kundali hanana hum pairs. So there is like clearing the defect. Okay, clearing the defect. So when you pick it up, cannot go like this, You need to make it like this, like that, So, but you don't see them, but that's what you're supposed to do, pick it up from the waist without, spout.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do we have one of those here?
Oh, in the box.
It's in the box?
In the box, outside the box.
Can we get it from the show people?
Huh?
Would you like me to get it out?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Just visualize, because we are studying High Yoga Tantra. Just visualize, don't need to show. We are studying High Yoga Tantra, just visualize. I think Wendy can visualize.
Okay.
No, just bring it out. She's waiting. Well, yes, this one has no spout. This one is spout. Usually this one, it has peacock feather inside. No, this is now, when it's moved to America, there's peacock, no peacock feather. When the waves move to America, there's no peacock feather. There's peacock feather, no peacock feather.
Okay,
when it's in India, there's peacock feather. When it's moved to America, there's no peacock feather.
The one with no spout.
This one.
It's called a ceremonial jar.
Oh, ceremonial jar.
And the one with the spout. Ceremonial pitcher.
Oh, ceremonial pitcher. Ceremonial jar and ceremonial pitcher. Yes, Wendy knows. So how long you become nun?
12 years.
You are nun 12 years?
Actually 14, but that first two didn't count.
Oh, first two don't count. Okay. First two refers to two ways?
Jar.
Jar and pitcher.
Ceremonial jar.
So, quote. This is called lepum activity verse. Activity verse. That's called lepum. So anyway, then the peacock feather, not sure why, usually when the peacock eat poison, peacock, it's like poisons helps them to glow their feather, whatever. So, and the peacock feather typically used to purify things in long time ago in ancient time in India, of course the Buddha Dharma comes from India. I already have one. Thank you. I already have one.
I can get some if you need.
No, I already have. Thank you. So then go to here, like this, some kind of branch. Then you dip in, there's all the water, those also needs to be, there's separate set of practice that you have to visualize within the ways, you have to visualize whatever deity that is associated with the practice, you have to visualize inside, the water, it's not just normal water. So then you dip in, then you go like this, Okay. Like this one, like this.
It's like drawing a symbol on a mirror.
What letter is that? That's
called cha.
Cha.
Oh, cha.
Cha.
Okay.
Cha. So then it goes like, but don't need to worry about to get it right, because that's how you supposed to, and then. Don't go like this. Then everybody laughs. They need to make it quick, fast. So that is actually eliminating the defect of the old offerings. That's typical use. Then that's like any inner offering, all the offerings, any offerings before you do fasting, what you need to do is eliminate, you know, clear out all the defect. That's what it's very, very important to understand that song. Then jang, you know, then like after that, om sambhavashuddha savadama sambhavashuddham. Remember? Om sambhavashuddha savadama sambhavashuddham. They're typically thinking about emptiness of the offerings, you know, offerings. Oh. First one is called sang, means, you know, clear the defect. Then the second one is called jang, that's like, you know, thinking, meditating on emptiness. Om sambhava shuddha savadama sambhava shuddham, you know, om sambhava, you know, like, om sambhava, nature, shuddha, pure, om, body, speech and mind. Om, body, speech and mind, sambhava, nature, shuddha, pure nature of body, speech and mind, you know, sambhava, shuddha, sava, dharma, all phenomena, in this case, all the offerings, sava, dharma, sava means all, dharma means not the Buddha dharma, the dharma means existing, in this case, all the offerings, om, sambhava, shuddha, sava, dharma, sambhava, nature, shuddha, pure nature of everything, pure nature of all the offerings. So shuddha, ham, all become empty, no? Tongban yidujur, all become empty, no? Samboshuddha, ham, like the purity of body, speech and mind and purity of everything, and that is me. You are saying that is, I am the purity of everything. I am the purity of body, speech and mind. I am the purity of everything. That's how you say in Sanskrit. Om sambhavashuddha savadama sambhavashuddham. What you're saying is, Nanjur is the practice, you know, practice refers to the emptiness, the purity of body, speech and mind, purity of every, the all the existence, that is me. Then after that, then you see all become empty. Okay, all become empty, right? Remember, Hamula? Om sambhavashuddha savadama sambhavashuddham. Tongba nidu jul means all become empty. You know? Okay. Huh?
Kishala, are you teaching verse by verse?
No, this is not here. I am going to first, I need to explain the blessing. This is not here, so somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the Tara practice. Yeah.
Oh, it's some other practice.
I just didn't know if you were teaching line by line and I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. I will come back line by line. So first, no, prayer. Yes, Steve. Oh. Even though it takes some time, I think this is important to understand, you know. So make sure they don't need to repeat again. So make sure this is quite important, you know.
I have a question about, you talked a little last week about Om Ahum with the offerings. Can I ask you about that? So you had said, you know, that Hum was the purification. Ah was the expansion, multiplication, and then Om was nectar.
Ah is nectar.
Ah is nectar, and then Om is the...
multiplied.
So my question is, purification comes first, but that syllable is third. So, you know, Om Ahum, because you were talking about purifying it first, but do you just think of them all at the same time together? Because
first,
each syllable means...
First you think, before you make offering, if you are blessing the offering, first you just think of a blessing.
Uh-huh.
Don't think of offering, making it all, making offering, just think of a blessing.
Right. But I thought you were saying, you say Om Ahum...
Yeah.
...about the offerings...
Uh-huh.
We were talking about all the different times you would say Om Ahum.
Right. Om Ahum. That's the shortest way to bless the offering.
Right. So my question was that third syllable is the purification, which actually is the first step. So It just seems strange that it's in that sequence where purification is the third syllable instead of the first
one. No, that when you are blessing the offerings, then you should not think about the meaning of all each syllable. Just think.
Together.
Just think, you know, like it's like blessing.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just think of blessing, oh, mouth. Okay, just think of blessing. So, let's go, Wendy. One second. So even though you are saying the word Om Ahum, there's the shortest way to bless the bless offerings. But when you say that, you know, if it is possible, if the times allows you, if there's enough time, what do you need to think? You need to think about, first you need to think about clearing the defect. So then after that you need to think about emptiness. So then after that you need to think about offering, you know, from their initials. Flower, for example, is like F as a flower. Initial, like the or maybe in Sanskrit pupe, you know, with the initials, song, jung, chains. Out of emptiness, you generate means you visualize based on the initials of the offering itself. See, if the inner offering you need to generate, you know, you need to as a Visualize. Actually, chi means generate. You generate the syllables so that the syllables become flowers. F become flowers. I become incense. You know, W become water. Something like that. Sang jang chi. So sang jang chi. So then after that, then you bless. Then you bless because now you already have. You know, you already generate all the offerings. Then you bless. There's four of them. Clearing the defect. So when you say, Steve, when you in your mind you think, oh, I'm going to bless the food. So then you need to think about first clearing defect. Even though it is not in the word, but these things, four things, is necessary. No matter like if you are saying the long word, it's already there. Om Ahum is not there. It's not there. So then you have to think about clearing the defect. The very word Om Ahum is clearing defect. Then you know, think about emptiness. Then visualize each substance based on the initials. You know, argam, the Sanskrit word argam. Then you visualize water. Pada, you visualize water. You know, it's not just pada; it's just that become water. You know? So then it's also same like you know W water. You know, so then water was like that. So then you bless them. Okay. Understood? Yeah. So then after when you finish that, then you say, Oma, Oma, and then also, you know, making offering.
Okay, Keshala, her question, was, when you say Om Ahum, why do you visualize it backwards? And the reason is that when you visualize them, they're in the sky, Om Ahum. But when they melt into light and bless the offerings, they melt from the bottom up. So Hung melts first, then Ah melts, and then Om at the top melts down. That's why we say them backwards. Om Ah Hung. When they melt, they go Hung Ah Om.
Not melt. Not melt. When you visualize, if there's three. Anything that, you know, as a stack, you visualize from the bottom, you visualize from the top, bottom up, not the top down, you visualize from the bottom, you know, so like, say, Medicine Buddha Kala, yeah, that's typically, you visualize from the bottom up.
Sorry, that's it. Song Rinpoche from Drupal,
No, no, no different traditions.
Okay.
Maybe there's some defect in the ear. Some defect in the ear.
They said you visualize them om ah hum, and then they melt from the bottom.
Om ah hum. They melt from the bottom going up.
Oh.
Maybe different tradition between Jepong and Sarah. I don't know.
No, no. Let's go. Actually, no, no, so they both make mistakes, sorry. So like, when we are saying like blessing, you know, like, so, the blessings, the first one, blessing begin with purifying the defect. Therefore, Om Ah Hum, Hum become first, when it's like blessing the offerings, then you think about Hum first. Even though Hum is not in the bottom, you think of first. It's not, that, this is not visualization, this is not visualizations. This is not, when you're blessing the offering, it's not visualizations, no, they're just, you know, thinking. Yeah, of course, no. Then Om Ah Hum symbolizes body, speech, and mind. Yeah, so then you visualize from the body, speech, and mind. You don't visualize mind, speech, body. You know, you visualize that Om Ah Hum. Wendy, make sense?
Yeah.
Huh?
I guess so.
Yeah.
So Om is body, Ah is speech.
Hum is mind, yeah. Three Vajra, body, Vajra speech, Vajra mind, Dorjisum. When you see word three Vajra, that's like that. So, Steve, clear? Yeah, so that's very good question. That's very important. That we all should learn, you know, this is important. Otherwise, even though you are making offerings, but you know, it's not really, it's according to Vajra teachings, that's how the offering has been made, okay? First, you know, every offering begins with the blessing offerings, you know. So first one is clearing the defect. Okay? Clearing the defect. I'm just repeating the word. Make sure that we understand. Second one is thinking about the emptiness. Usually word they use, Om Sambhavashi the Sawadham, Om Sambhavashi the Ham. That's what it means. That's why it comes later. First one, Om Benza Amida Kundale Hana Hana Hun Pe. No, in Tara Pyakta, do you remember, Tamala? Huh? Yeah, Om Benza Amida Kundale Hana Hun. That's typical to blessing mantra. So then depend on like, Yamentaka Tanda, there's Om Ritu Hurtan Hun. No, depend. Typically, this Om Benza Amida Kundale Hana Hun. Now you have idea why they do this, no? Om Benza Amida Kundale Hana Hun. That's like clearing the defect. Then right after that, then Om Sambhavashi no Savatama Sambhavashi Ham. That's thinking of emptiness. That's called Sang Jang Sangje. Jang, I'm not sure like how they translate in English. First one called Sang, clearing the defect. Second one's called Jang. That means basically means thinking of emptiness. That's why right after Om Benza Amida Kundal Hanan Hunde, right after that, then Om Sambhavashi no Savatama Sambhavashi Hum, thinking about the purity of body, speech, and mind, the purity of everything, that's me, all become empty. From there, then you visualize each offering based on their initials. You know, you visualize each offering based on their initials. So then, bless. Then bless. Clearing the defect, second one, thinking of emptiness, then third is generating, you know, if this inner offering, then you generate all kinds of things, you generate the container itself, you generate all the substance, you generate, you visualize them, visualize, because generating, so then bless, so then offering, then make, do you make offerings, okay? So then another important thing in the Vajra and the teachings, you know, the offering is like offering which, you know, possess the three qualities. First one that is so offering the entity. Now that's also important. That's like three has a three characteristic offering, three characteristic. First one is entity. Entity in Lama Chöpa, entity is like, you know, special transcendental wisdoms, you know. Wisdoms has a of void and bliss and voidness. That's entity. Or emptiness, or emptiness, okay? Entity. Or emptiness. That's entity. That's one characteristic. Number. So then the aspect. If it's flower, it's flower. If it's incense, it's incense. If it's water, it's water, you know. Aspect. Then the function. Function of the offering is to generate that special transcendental wisdom of void, bliss and voidness, you know, generate for the six senses of the object. Object, if it's lamas, they generate that. That's the function of the offering, to generate, you know, this as a great bliss. That's called great bliss, you know, to generate the six senses of the object. Make sense? That's the offering. That's three characteristics. Samula is clear? Yeah, entity, first one is the entity. Entity is like special transcendental wisdom of voidness and bliss or emptiness. Okay? So then the aspect is like, it's flower, water, you know, aspect. Function is to generate, you know, this great bliss for the six senses of the object. If yourself is already generated as a deity, so then you also include your six senses too.
So that these are three qualities of the action of offering.
Uh-huh.
Not the offerings themselves, but these are the three qualities of offering, the action of offering.
Action of offering or offering itself.
Okay.
Offering, three qualities. It's not just ordinary offering. This offering has three qualities. Three qualities.
Okay.
Three qualities. So I thought this is important, you know, too important. You know. So I'm not sure how to translate the English word. There's four things. Caring defect, you know, thinking of emptiness, then generating the offering based on their initials, so then bless. Bless. So then the shortest way is Om Ahu, you say, you know, first when you say Om Ahu, think about those four things. Caring defect, you know, thinking about emptiness, so then, you know, then visualizing the offering itself, so then bless. Blessing, the word blessing in Tibet is called Chin Lab. Chin refers to essence. Love refers to transform. That's like transforming the essence, you know, essence, transforming essence into something pure. You know? Yeah, so now come to the... so four water is finished, you know, four water finished. Say the mudra... this is called Vajra Mudra. Vajra Mudra actually like this. This is Vajra Mudra. This is called Tathagata Mudra. This is called Tathagata Mudra, but you don't need to know. This is not related here. This is called Dojikuzu. It's called Vajra Mudra. Vajra Mudra. And this is called wrathful hand mudra. This is. So anyway, this truth is not important. What we need to know is Doji Kursu means Vajra Mudra. That's how the, you know, when you do lotus, you're supposed to first begin with this. This is called, that's how lotus, Vajra hand mudra. Like this, two thumb go in like this. That's how the lotus mudra begins, you know. It's not like, you know, so it begins first like this. Then it begins like this. Then the six, this one, then two, then three. So we are supposed to do three. Why? Because, you know, I myself, emptiness of I myself, emptiness of, you know, object itself, of the offering itself, then emptiness of the object whom I'm going to make offerings. Then you are thinking about emptiness of myself, one mudra, emptiness of offering itself, then offering about, you know, like emptiness of the object. Korsum is called like three circles, something like that. But you know, now there's no time to do three of them because, you know, there's no time to do three, you know, there's no time to do three. But it's good to know, if you see there's somebody doing three times, that means like emptiness, thinking about first one is emptiness about yourself, second one is emptiness about the object offering itself, third one is emptiness of the object itself. So then begin with like, it begin with this, you know, Doji Kursu. That's how the hand mudra has been done, one. So then, three times, then after that you need to suppose you like, you know, like this. Right hand in, left hand out. Then you visualize that you are, from the center of your heart, you are manifesting the offering goddess. Manifesting offering goddess. Then make offerings. Then you left in, right out.
Are you cooking with the middle finger or the index finger? Middle.
And then how long you become nun?
I don't know.
Yeah. So like this, first left out, right in. Like this back, like, not like this, like this. Did you?
If you are self-generating, do you not do something? If you're also generated as a deity, you don't send offering goddesses in?
Every offering, you first you manifest from the heart. You manifest the offering goddess. Manifest, make offering, then dissolve back to your heart. So each offering. Oh. So when you do the sadhana, there's both, you know, set of offerings. Offering for self-generation, offering for fond generations, is both of there. So therefore, you have to do this, you know, manifest, make offering, then dissolve. Okay? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any offering, whether it's like self-generation or fond generations, we have to manifest, no, dissolve. We have to manifest. Almost every sadhana comes with both. From generation, self generations, you know. In every sadhana has two of them. So this one is like, it's clear, left out, right in. Like this. So then like, then offering, so then it begins, learn the mudra from Gisambo. When Gisambo come back, the Gisambo will teach mudra. So I'm just explaining the meaning, So that means like manifesting offerings, goddess, you know. So then make offer, then dissolve back to your heart, You know, just visualize. So.
But later I can do.
Yeah, right now you can visualize. Just visualize. Just visualize when he is doing all the hand mudra perfectly, without any mistake. Just visualize. Okay? No, I'm just, you know, explaining the meaning, so you should learn the mudra from Gijisambo. Gijisambo does much, much better than I do. So it, you know, began with the Dorji Kuzu, it's like Vajra mudra, then that's how it began, you know. The chikchi. Then, so that's why you chant, you know, Omo Ayatare Sapare Vare Arga. That gives you more time. Then you can say, Omo Ayatare Sapare Vare Arga. Omo Ayatare Sapare Vare Arga. That gives you more. Otherwise, there's no time, you know. If you just read, there's not enough time. Then now, then today now, nyeju, that's called, what's called in English? Seven set of offering, the 25, LC 25. Usually the seven set of offerings. Seven set, you know, that's like water, argam, pade, pibe, then flower, dube, incense, dube, along a light, along a, then gain the another water, get a new day, then there's like food, seven, you know. Shabda, usually you don't set up shabda there because you use instrument, you know, you don't set up, like some people they put count shell music, but it's not necessary, because why you use the music, that's a part of offering, you don't need to set, there's seven set. Argam, the water. Pade, another water. Pipe, there's, you know, usually flower or maybe like some, the typical they put water and flower, but in actually it's flower, pipe. Then incense, dupe. Then light along it. Then perfume, gende. Then fruit, new day. Then shabda, there's music. So then learn the mudra from Gijisambo. Gijisambo, learn the mudra from Gijisambo.
What's the difference between the Tokchanam body perfume mudra and the music mudra?
Music like this.
Tokchanam mudra and music.
Music like this. Music, or maybe, you know, like this.
Yeah.
Or this, that depends. On the classical tantra, the dependent. Highest yoga tantra like this. No, not both hands, just one hand.
One hand for
yeah.
Music.
Oh, yeah.
So that time you're holding the dorje also.
What? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Dorje, you can just hold here. Dorje, just hold here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought this was music.
Yeah.
I thought this was music.
Really?
Yeah, we do in Kopan.
Oh, no, it's actually that's music or high yoga tantra. So the lower tantra, that's music, like it's just one hand.
Thank you.
So when you do the shabda, so no, you can't do just both hands. One hand, you have to ring the bell. You know, just one hand, they hold the door. So now today, you know, seven set of offerings in this time, or seven set of offerings. So when you manifest the offering goddess, it's not just one, you know, like many as possible, not just one, many as possible. So then I explained a little bit, like flower, you know, like here, then the flowers, you know, they go round and round, round, like garlands, you know, like, not here. So when the flowers, you know, so then when the winds move the flowers, then the sound of the flower is not just sound, it's sound of, you know, teaching. So sound of teaching. If you are meditating on like precious human life, then there's the teaching of the precious human life. If you are meditating on Lamrim, there's the sound of Lamrim. If you are meditating on emptiness, there's the sound of emptiness. If you are meditating on loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, there's the sound of bodhicitta, that, you know, like that, okay? It's like advice in the one sutras, the one sutra, advice in the one sutra. So then the guide to Buddhist way of life, you know, written by Shantideva, chapter number 3, I think, is just like detailed information about how to make offering, the detailed information about how to make offering there. Then, you know, like, as all the like space like filled with, you know, Dharma sound, also filled, you know, filled with, you know, like very good smell of the offering, very good smell of the offering, smell of the offering. So Argam Padi is already went into the full water. So then it now begins the flower, right? Begins the flower. No? So there is not just flower, all kinds of flowers. And the sound, the teachings, the smells, you know, fill space, the fill with the smells, you know, smells from the flowers, or like that. So then, you know, you dissolve all the offering goddess back to your center of your heart. So then you do the pipe, no, the pipe, that's the hand mudra, pipe, then pipe, pipe. So that's the flower, pipe. So then there's, you know, different mudras, a little bit different, like two lower tantra, kriya tantra, charya tantra, mudras different, then yoga tantra, highest yoga tantra, mudras different. Different based on yoga tantra, highest yoga tantra, deity has more hands. Kriya tantra, charya tantra, deity has only two hands. That's why there's a mudra is different. That's why, you know, mudra is different. If you wonder why there's different mudras, yeah, no, like this, no, high level, like kala chakra, you know, many, many hands. So, then chava tane chava lamu ninga de tejin do dugu puye se rangi ninga ne chava lamu padu ne bor ne dugu je ne se ta ngu ta indel la so bor jibo je ne namso. So then, you know, you manifest another good type of goddess, many, many manifest, and who's going to make incense offering, you know, Argam Padi, now Pipe, then Dupe, incense offering, right? Dupe, incense offering, you know. So, Dukvijin, Serdang, you know, so therefore in Tibet, you know, so when Chinese came to Tibet, probably they got a lot of gold and silver because Tibet, you know, like, all the water bowl is not just glass, you know, it's like made out of gold and silver, you know. So still now, you know, in my monastery, probably each like water bowl is like this size is like solid silver. So each monastery in Tibet, you know, there's like butter lamps, you know, butter lamps that's made out of solid gold, you know, there's many of them. These are precious metals, so if you make offerings, you know, into the precious metals, will create more merit. So therefore, a long time ago, even here in America, people in Europe, in America, people use silverware. Oh, that's where the names come from, silverware. Mm-hmm. Now it's not really silver, it's just a piece of metal. You know. So I remember some of my friends in Switzerland, they still use, when they invite some guests, they still use like solid plates, metal, solid, everything. What do you call? Dinner set? Dinner set or lunch set, whatever they call. So it's all made out of silver, you know, a long, long time ago. So even just inviting guests, so it's like, for them it's a very big deal to offer like food in silver plate, that, you know, like, or showing respect, whatever, you know. So then offering like precious metal, offering into precious metal incense holder made out of gold, you know, silver. So then on in that, you know, like, how do you say, a container? What do you call this? Container made out of gold, silver, you know? So that's why, you know, you see like the water bowls, the solid made out of silver, mandala set, and all of this, you know. So now this is so many of the mandala set, all of this is made of silver, the inner offering, the container made out of silver. The reason, because these are precious metal, so you get, you know, offering precious metal, then making offering into the precious metal, then you get multiple merit. Oh, that's why. Mm-hmm. But other hand, Milarepa has nothing. No, Milarepa has nothing. He has only one bowl, that's where he drinks, where he eats, and he cleans, that's where he makes offerings, you know. So, but too much emphasis on those things is also no good. Middle way, you know. Too much emphasis. No, so Milarepa, you know, Milarepa has nothing. No silver bowl, nothing. All kind of, you know, incense, all kind of incense. But incense, Tibetan incense has all the substance, you know, all the substance. Most of them, you know, they have all the substance they needed to make incense, all kind of substance. A lot of substance here listed. So Tibetan incense usually have all of them, pretty much all of them, you know. So now, you know, here in the West, you have a lot of perfume. Perfume was also, so, no, okay, to offer perfume, you know, you can just, in front of the altar, you know, you can just spray a little bit. Spray. That's also fine, you know, spray. You know. It's something that smells good. I'm not just true or not so. They say like the one of the best perfume is like the ox, what do you call ox? There's some animal in Alaska, not in Alaska, I'm not sure, it looks like bull, long hair, huh?
Musk ox.
Oh. Yeah, so that, you know, they say it's coming from the pea.
Comes from a deer, actually.
The male oscock, I'm not sure, like, anyway, so, doesn't matter, so.
not the musk ox. Musk comes from a special kind of a deer.
Mm. Special deer has a musk. Oh. And it comes from
the male deer. He has a special gland, and it comes from his gland.
Mm.
That musk
will. Mm. So anyway, so you can also offer the perfume, you know, perfume, all kind of, you know, like the, something that smells good, no, it's all for offering for the nose. So Tibetan, the incense supposed to have, you know, some, so better, I think, I'm not being biased, but better to use Tibetan incense because it has substance, you know, within the incense, you know, they're trying very hard to collect all the substance to make the Tibetan incense, you know. So some of them are good for the health, no? Good for the health, no? Jadilas of Tizan, the Puju, Jachambu, Jazo Chambu, the Chivalama Hazanam Togolas of it, the same as ever, the Tudula Savami, the Watchmuj, Nebashev, Chalana Mininga, Juche. But the minute, you know, minute the smells or whatever the incense that you're offering, minute the smells, it generates great bliss. No, so the great bliss. No? Every offering, minute they see the flower, it generates great bliss. So that's, you know, that's the function of the offerings, as I mentioned earlier. You know? Great bliss means special transcendental wisdoms of voidness. And bliss, that's what it is, that's what it means, great bliss. So, great bliss itself, you know, itself in the Vajrayana teaching, they are managed to transform that into the wisdom, realizing emptiness, you know. That's very unique. So then dissolve back to the, all the, the goddess of incense of the incense offering, make of them resort back to your heart. And then, you know, like this and that, like that same, Nangsa previously, Nangsa also. So now the light offering, you know. Nangsa previously, Rangin Jingan and Shivan, same, manifest a lot of goddess from your heart, manifest. As I said, you know. Now it's light, it's like a lot of time we use candle, but I think it's okay. Any form of light is fine, but in Tibet we use butter lamp, so there's a special like containers, you know. So there's like some of them are solid silver, decorated with the gold, and some of them are solid gold, you know. Solid gold, so as I said, the precious metal. Mame nyo rinpoche le tuba, yashin jashin wanda mame. Marme veto wa tang meba.
It's a musk deer.
Oh, musk deer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, looks cute.
So the musk comes from a special gland he has?
Oh. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Linda. So then whole universe, you know, it's like lights up when you make light offering. Whole universe lights up like, you know, Christmas time. Whole universe lights in the bright, also light of the sun, light of the moon, light of the stars, then all lights up, everything, you know. So then according to Lama Adisha, like light offering prayer, is no, each light is no, it's like no small, it's very big, you know, very big, So then the light, with illumination of light, according to, not here, according to Lama Adisha's light offerings, eliminate the ignorance of, you know, all the beings in the samsara from tip up the formless realm to the, all the way down to the hell realms, you know, and dispel the ignorance which is the source of all the complications, you know, that people experience, ignorance or fundamental confusion, so display that, you know, display the darkness, okay? Display the darkness. Darkness within the mind. Darkness within the mind, oh? That darkness refers to ignorance. Display, basically visualizing the illumination of light, display the root cause of all the complications within the samsara, oh? Okay? Display, oh?
Dispel.
Dispel. No, display. No, no need to display, it's already there. No need to display. It's already there. Dispel the darkness. Darkness, you know, within the mind, you know, which is the root cause of all the complication that people experience. You know, whenever you make light offerings, and just think, you know, it's not just one light. The one light becomes millions of light, according to Lama Adisha's light offering prayers. Each light becomes millions of lights in front of each Buddha from the 10 directions. Each Buddha and Bodhisattva was from the 10 directions, you know. And each light becomes millions of light in front of each Buddha. Not just one time, all the time, you know, all the time. So then, you know, like, practically, physically you are making one light, one candle offering, and mentally that light, one light has become millions of light in front of each Buddha. You know, that's a very powerful word. Each Buddha from the 10 directions, you know. 10 directions. So then, like, how much, you know, can you imagine, like, how much merit you're going to create? You know, visualizing that you are making one physical light offering, but then mentally, that each light becomes millions of light in front of each Buddha from the 10 directions, you know. The 10 directions that Buddha and Bodhisattva in the past, present, the future, you know, like that, you know, all the time. So then Dhaka, Dragini, you know, Dharma Protector, all of them, you know, all the times able to make light offering. So then visualize, display, dispel the darkness from people's, you know, minds. Mamin ni moji ni lu chubu hei jari mamin yudha tamir nimadha dawad nubur mizhi ongi jabula soba samli deba nabriya kamdham jikama viji jidinji mumbasam jidinji mumbasam so dispel all the darkness from the people's life, all the darkness. Sao da lingpa ji mumbanam jya sarv de so jidin tamji viji hangi chevas. Just imagine this whole universe lights up, there's no more darkness. Whole universe is like light, and there's no more darkness. All no lights up. When you hang it up, the number of people that are done, the minute that they visit, pinch the tube, take a chip, then all the lights, the illuminations, all the houses. This is the light. So then, what is this here?
Illumination.
No, illumination is like, no, like. It's not like break, it's like this kind of creating kind of art, you know, kind of creating art, like almost like dance, form of dancing, you know, all kind of, you know, how do you say, art? It's kind of like touching, you know, like the create, you know, all kind of, you know, sometimes the light create all kind of things, like something like that, huh? Yeah, design, all kind of design, like some of the designs, like, it looks like, you know, playing, you know, kind of like playing. Huh? Huh?
There's something called the northern lights, which is in the sky, just like what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, so kind of like, you know, light waves, kind of like, you know, like touching each other, kind of, all kind of arts, you know, that, you know, it's a play, you know, like then, kind of like hugging, all kind of life form, you know, whole universe light up, there's no more darkness, all the lights, it's not just, you know, still, it's not still, it's moving, you know, it's like moving, like, it's like kind of playing, moving, or doing all kinds of things, You know, some of them looks like Dharma Chakra, some of them looks like, you know, like this, you know, all kind of like, you know, eight auspicious symbol, some of them looks like eight auspicious symbol, all kind of things, and it's not just boring lines, just still there, nothing, no moving.
Chocolate chip cookies and everything.
Chocolate chip cookies, yeah, you can visualize chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. Jil means chalasip chukuki. Teka chewa yose je tawati bali kolo da, yungdu da, balbyo da, tashibe, rimunaso. All these, you know, like eight auspicious symbols, you know. These arts are considered auspicious. This all this art, you know, visualize that, form of that. Dugda jazela sova, naso so, nawa teda, pinji sikwa za tujula samye dewa chewa. Just, you know, light is for eye, nice for eye. Same flowers, no? The typically the lights for eyes. So the minute like you see, whoever sees, you know, generate this great bliss. The minute you see all this light in the whole universe, it generate say great bliss. But you know, that's like hard. But you have to imagine. That, you know, when you see the light, it gives you kind of like, you know, happiness in your mind, you know. So great bliss is not hard to achieve, but you know, somebody, whoever sees that light, oh, so, wow, beautiful light, you know, just please their mind. But whoever sees the light, please their heart. You know? So the great bliss, there's, you know, there's like highest level of, you know, happiness. But whoever sees their light, they say, wow, wonderful, you know, like something like that. In this case, Guru Puja, of course, you know, there's like, that generates, you know, great bliss, you know, great bliss. So, the great, when I say great bliss, I mean special transcendental wisdom of voidness and bliss. That's what it means. When I say great bliss, that's what it means. Bottom line, that's what it means. It means special transcendental wisdoms, special transcendental wisdoms of voidness and bliss. Oh, that's what it means, great bliss means, you know. If you stretch, they don't use maybe issues, or they don't use maybe issues. Oh. Then in the Vajrayana Samhita, Cholanam Ninga Duja. So then, you know, dissolve back to all the goddess, back to your heart, you know. Just that. Then, so now, but the people did along again there. So now, like this, you know, again there. That's like, again there. So that's like the sprinkling. It's not sprinkling. It's like actually putting. Rubbing on the body, you know, it's not just sprinkling. Same, that both are like perfume, but this one you are basically putting on the body, you know, again the mudra. Tijabhuyate, Ranganyingana Chalapa, same, you know, manifest goddess.
Anointing. Yeah. It's called anointing.
Annoying. Sorry. I'm
annoying.
I'm saying I'm annoying.
Not putting or rubbing, it's called anointing.
Anointing.
Because it is like a special offering, like a holy thing. So holy putting is called anointing.
Holy putting, annoying.
Anoint.
Holy putting, anointing.
Anointing.
What is holy putting?
Anointing.
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 Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. No, no. I know.
If you are like offering something special to something, it's anointing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Tijabu Ranganinga Chalabodam, Jerimbojinia Jajanus Kabuda. Sende da kurgum da zadila sobatizan jeve pechu so pechu yazo da vuchi anlamalas no tuva but it's not just something small, you know, it's like biggest ocean, you know, like it's not just small, you know, it's like something, you know, when it's come down offering, you need to visualize more, not just one, you know, there's more. Namge kantan je tesamunja, then the whole universe is filled with, you know, this like smell, the wonderful smell, whole universe, you know, it's not just here, the whole universe, no, filled with the smell, this, you know, the beautiful smell, not beautiful, wonderful smell,
yes.
Beautiful smell,
no,
wonderful smell,
fragrant scent,
yeah, all kind of,
fragrant scent,
fragrant scents. Fragrant sense. So the whole, you know, whole space is filled with that, you know, smell. Tell at the lamala to tujula, I mean, the watch more. Tell at then, so then, From there, you know, whoever smells, so then generate, you know, great bliss or like happiness, you know, in their mind, okay, in their mind, in their eye, in their sense, in their sixth sense. Tujhe samajin dawa chhupo chhupe chhupa nyeba chhupe nyeba samne chhala no jinga duso then dissolve back to the heart. So now there's no gain there, no gain there. So then now food offering, new day food offering. So now you can visualize chocolate chip. Many face, many, many goddess, you know, send them to the whole food. Send them to the whole food and grab all the chocolate chip cookies. So make sure that Jill don't get anyone. Alright, then you remote new age in Jacha, one of the lion do dinam, the lion do dinam. So then, you know, all the container, as I said, you know, like, are made out of precious metal, you know, just visualize, not just, you know, visualize glass. Okay. So then, that apply to all the containers, you know, not just, you know, all the containers, best to visualize from, made out of precious metal. Amrita, so nectar, Amrita, so as I said, there's no three types of Amrita, I already explained. All the food in the human world, in our world, human world. It's not, when we say human world, it's not only our human world, there's no four different human worlds. We are the northern world. Lifespan is not definite. Another one, there's three more human realms. One, they live 1,000 years, guaranteed they live 1,000 years. Another one, they live 500 years. Another one, they live 250 years. When it comes to our world, lifespan is no guarantee. There's no guarantee. There's four different human realms. We are not only human in the universe. So the universe in the human world, you know, there's all the like edible, like all the food and drink, all the food and drink. Now it's become a little bit complicated. No? So, all the organic food, no carbohydrate. So it's getting complicated. What's another one called, Steve? Gluten free. Sugar free. No, it's all kind of things. Gluten free, sugar free, anger free.
That doesn't sound like a great offering.
Gluten free, sugar free. No, I'm just joking. No, you can visualize all the food. No, so don't need to exclude McDonald's. No, don't need to exclude. So this is just visualize all kind of offering, all the drink and food, everything. No, then Amrita. Me and the Sajin show you know what I'm just doing. Sumbuttar pumbas. No, it's just like piles. It's like biggest Mount Meru. That's the biggest. So Mount Meru is hard to visualize, but we can visualize like Mount Everest that you can see in the photo. But actually it's a big pile, you know, not just small big pile. For this the Pumba Lama Lazon La Puy Jawisiji Puku Chazeti Chunam Shebe. Tula samirin de vacha vacha chedi. Chulu niye vasanda chulanım nigan diyoruz. Then when they use, then same function, generate great bliss. Generate. or happiness. So, chevenya basan dasan di di de savane che dasan de che dang shala so ba yin la je chawa ne kambo da ta ga da gulum la so ba nam zo zo yeah when it's come down to food, America has so much food. Oh my mama, America has so much food, so much or so many? So many.
So many kind.
Yeah, so many kind, so much. Also, like, it's hard to believe, like, how they create the karma to have all this food. So many food, you know. Some country has very little food. And then it's not just one. There's many, many groceries, many, many kind of grocery stores. Each grocery store is filled with at least, like, 12 aisles. 12 aisles every. So that every aisle, you know, has like so many kind of fruits. Amazing. Yeah, so I never saw, you know, like, since I came to America, I never saw that much food. You know, so when I came to...
You go to Sands or Costco?
I went to Switzerland, you know, in 1993, but, you know, their grocery store is very small. It's not like here. So when I came to America, there was so much food. Yeah, that's a result of the positive karma, no result of practicing generosity. Taka da gunung la sova siri shinu gwa la jinje tene. Yeah, so I will stop here. So this is good to stop. So tomorrow is eating ceremony. So I'm going to say, Om Beza New De Ahu. Please eat well. Om Beza New De Ahu. Sugar-free, gluten-free, organic, unbeatable. Not tomorrow. So this is good to stop, you know, the food, unbeatable, new the hours, every food. So, my Thanksgiving is going to be on bed. So, yeah. Thank you very much. And happy Thanksgiving. Eat with bodhicitta. Lama Sopa, eat with bodhicitta.
So we turn to page 235. In the gold book. Kewadi. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soh.